Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, June 27th. Currently with light rain, it is 70 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is south at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.01, and the dew point is 64 degrees. It's 7:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Police are asking the public for help to identify a teen murdered on Monday. Brandon Dixon reports.
Kansas City cops need your assistance to ID a shooting victim found dead in a church parking lot. It's believed the victim is a teenage boy that has braces with black rubber bands. Police say he's a black male between the ages of 14 and 17 with a natural hairstyle that's about an inch long and tapered at the sides. The victim has an apparent scar above his left eye, a vertical scar in the center of the back of his left hand, and a circular scar on his left hip. I'm Brandon Dixon.
City leaders in Hayesville are welcoming tips about recent incidents of vandalism at several park restrooms. Sinks and plumbing fixtures have been damaged, and some of that's caused some of those facilities to close while repairs are made. Anyone with tips should contact Crime Stoppers. The vandals also stole wire from an underground conduit, causing lights to go out on Meridian Street in Hayesville. The investigation's continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together. Bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya. From sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo. We learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.com.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. Farmers and conservationists are raising the alarm to federal lawmakers that more work needs to be done in combating the drought across the heartland, particularly in western Kansas. So on Wednesday, Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas and Michael Bennett from Colorado met with water experts and ag producers at a special Senate hearing in Colorado. Earl Lewis with the Kansas Division of Water Resources said that droughts can be slow-moving and producers need a better understanding of the state of the drought they're in. Lewis said they've heard from constituents, particularly in western Kansas, that the drought monitor often underestimates severity of the situation on the ground, and this can delay access to some emergency programs within the USDA. Others who spoke at the hearing say that although voluntary conservation efforts like the Ogallala Reservoir that have helped rural farmers have largely been kept out of the conservation talks. Lewis also said that the federal government and crop insurers often disagree about how to help producers once the drought has already killed crops, as producers are often told that they need to continue to irrigate the crop until an adjuster can visit the site in person and confirm the crop is no longer viable. And whether this is a policy issue or an education issue is unclear. Conservationists also said at the hearing that current federal programs were built on outdated weather patterns, as much of the country has seen more intense heat and less rain over the past few years. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has announced that the state Medicaid program, known as CanCare, has secured a $2.5 million grant awarded by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services for the implementation of school-based services. And this grant underscores the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's dedication to enhancing the health care services available in Kansas schools, including those related to mental health. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Deputy Secretary for Agency Integration and Medicaid Director Christine Osterlund said this grant is a testament to their dedication to the health and well-being of Kansas's young citizens who are the future of our state. This funding will facilitate the integration of comprehensive health services within schools, ensuring students have better access to necessary care. and the grant will facilitate several key initiatives that include enrollment assistance to help eligible students and their families access Medicaid coverage, provision of a broad array of Medicaid-covered health services directly within schools, and enhanced outreach and educational efforts to promote the health and wellness of students, reducing the need for emergency care and boosting educational outcomes. Osterlin said this award reflects a robust partnership between federal and state governments and strengthens the state's commitment to not only meet educational needs, but also the physical and mental health requirements of young Kansans. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment extends its heartfelt thanks to David Jordan of the United Methodist Health Ministry Fund for their invaluable support in applying for this award. Day 8 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report is being brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. The Birding family near Scott City in Scott County reports that this is one of their better harvests, saying this crop was unexpected. Starting a week ahead of normal, their yields have been highly variable, with their harvested wheat exceeding 70 bushels per acre on dry land. However, with the dry spring conditions, they abandoned just under half of their wheat, which was all continuous behind corn. Proteins for the Burnings have ranged anywhere from 14 to 15.5% on their wheat, with test weights above 62 pounds per bushel. Burnings said they make sure to incorporate T158 every year, as it's their dad's favorite variety, so they make sure it's put in the ground every fall. Burning is also cutting KS Dallas, Canvas, and Tatanka, and is pleasantly surprised with how it's looking. He said it seems that they just got lucky this year, because if you go less than 25 miles north, guys are cutting completely different yields. The Burning family is wrapping up harvest and expects to finish up by June 27th, just in time to enjoy next week's holiday weekend. To follow along with harvest updates, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest24 on social media and tag at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and X to share your harvest stories and photos. In Nebraska news, on Monday, 23-year-old Clifton Davis Jr. of Lincoln received 16 months in prison with a 3-year term of supervised release for being a drug user in possession of a firearm. Davis caught the attention of law enforcement after 3 guns he bought were used by others to commit crimes, including a homicide and a domestic assault. Investigators obtained a search warrant for Davis's home and cell phone in June of 2023, where officers found a 5.56-millimeter handgun, 153 rounds of ammunition for 3 different types of guns, and a box for an additional weapon. Davis admitted to being a marijuana user after law enforcement also found marijuana and drug paraphernalia in his house and car, and messages on his phone about buying and selling drugs, with some of the conversations occurring within days of Davis buying the firearms. The University of Nebraska Board of Regents passed the 2024-2025 budget last Thursday, with regents voting 7-2 in favor of the $1.1 billion budget. However, one of the most controversial parts of the budget was a 3.5% rise in tuition for students in Lincoln, Omaha, and Kearney. The increase equals $135 per semester for a UNL student, $120 for a UNO student, and $105 for a UNK student. The university said there will be no impact for students who receive the Nebraska Promise Scholarship, which provides free tuition. Another item in the budget is $1.5 million to expand the Presidential Scholars Program to an annual cohort of Nebraska's 50 best students. And the additional funds will allow the universities to create an application process for students who score at 32 or better on the ACT to compete for a scholarship. The NU Regents also voted to approve $11.8 million in permanent spending cuts, though the board still needs to figure out what will be cut. These cuts will add to the $30 million in cuts that have been made over the last 2 years as NU tries to close a budget shortfall. Interim President Chris Kaberick said university colleges and departments will be expected to reprioritize their spending to absorb rising costs, so the budget provides a clean slate as President-elect Jeffrey Gold transitions into his new role on July 1st. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? I do. I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones financial advisor. Investing can seem complicated. That's why I take time to listen, understand your needs, and explain without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. That's 877-3373. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The USDA announced that Kansas is among the first of four states to participate in the Dairy Herd Status Pilot Program, as a new testing program for dairy cows will include a farm here in Kansas. The program better tracks the spread of bird flu in dairy herds through weekly milk testing. After the animals in the herd and milk samples test negative 3 weeks in a row, individuals' testing is reduced and cattle are allowed to move across state lines without the additional pre-movement testing the state enacted last month. Now, other Kansas dairy farms have also expressed interest. Dr. Justin Smith, the Kansas Department of Agriculture, said they have to move cows. It's labor-intensive to have to go out and pull samples from each and every one of those cows that has to be moved. However, once they become a monitored status, that labor impact and the impact on those cows on a daily basis is minimized. H5N1 in dairy cows remains active across the country, with the USDA reporting nearly 130 cases in 12 states since the start of the outbreak, including more than 60 in 8 states in the last 30 days. Smith said, as many know, this is a very novel event in the dairy world, so they're still learning a tremendous amount about how this virus is spread between herds, how it's spread within herds, and what the lasting effects is on the cows. Smith also said people consuming raw milk should reevaluate that choice, as the impact of the virus in raw milk on people who drink it is unknown. He said pasteurization, which is shown to neutralize the virus in commercial milk found at grocery stores, is a safer option. A spokesperson for AAA Kansas said they're getting a steady flow of calls as travelers deal with the heat. So to avoid running into problems caused by the temperatures, AAA suggests keeping up with your vehicle maintenance. Sean Stewart, the public affairs manager at AAA Kansas, said to keep up with the basics like oil changes, tires, getting your batteries checked, and getting the coolant flushed out every so often. He said that it's going to be a lot more affordable and a lot less stressful than having a breakdown in the severe heat. And not only can the heat mess up the engine, but the cooling system as well. So if your car's air conditioning isn't keeping up with idling, you should drive it around a bit. Stewart said once your car's cabin is cooled down, hit the air recirculation button as it cuts off the hot outside air and uses the cool air to make your car colder. Finally, Stewart suggested to also have a kit with water and a way to create shade in your car in case you are stuck waiting for help during a breakdown. Governor Kelly recently signed several new laws, with most taking effect on July 1st. That includes requiring law enforcement to issue purple alerts when disabled adults go missing and exceptions for people who have lost their driving privileges. House Bill 2531 establishes the Kansas Purple Alert Plan to provide public notice of missing people 18 years of age and older who have been diagnosed with an intellectual disability. And Senate Bill 500 provides restricted driving privileges for some individuals who failed to comply with the traffic citation, and authorizes some people with revoked driving privileges to be eligible for restricted driving privileges. It also allows for some individuals to drive to and from dropping off or picking up children from school or childcare, to and from buying groceries or fuel, and to and from religious worship. Governor Kelly said this piece of legislation brings necessary reform to Kansas's court system so Kansans can obtain a restricted license, allowing them to get to their jobs as they work to pay off their traffic fines. Smoky Hills PBS has announced the continued support and generosity of the Dane G. Hansen Foundation, as their invaluable contributions enable them to provide a wide range of educational initiatives that benefit viewers of all ages. With the help of the Dane G. Hansen Foundation and local supporters, Smoky Hills PBS is able to offer free books, educational programming, and local productions. Creating and broadcasting local productions that highlight the issues and stories that matter most to the viewers. Betsy Schwein, the general manager for Smoky Hills PBS, said they're incredibly grateful for the unwavering support of the Dane G. Hansen Foundation because their support makes it possible for Smoky Hills PBS to provide essential resources and programming that enriches the lives of viewers and fosters a love of learning for their youngest viewers. The Dane G. Hansen Foundation is committed to providing opportunities for the people of Northwest Kansas to enjoy the highest possible quality of life. The foundation advances its mission by investing in the areas of education, healthcare, economic development, community social services and security, conservation and environment, arts and culture, and community beautification. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. Your KQNK weather forecast for today, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it should be partly sunny with a high near 82 and breezy, with a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy with a low around 70 and breezy, with a south wind at 20 to 25 miles per hour, decreasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour after midnight. On Friday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 92. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 83. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 83. On Monday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., should be partly sunny and hot with a high near 102. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 95. And on Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 92. Currently, with light rain, it is 68 degrees. It is 720.